This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Missouri lawmakers are entering the final week of their session, and House Speaker Stephen Tilley says he doesn't believe anything really needs to pass. That's not to say lawmakers will do nothing, though. Tilley says he expects the House to consider legislation allowing for more charter schools. And Senate Majority Leader Tom Dempsey says his chamber will try again to revise the state workers' compensation system. Governor Jay Nixon vetoed an earlier workers' compensation bill, but has since given lawmakers parameters for a measure he would sign. Lawmakers have already passed a $24 billion budget and a bill creating a dedicated funding source for veterans' nursing homes. They also referred to the ballot a measure asking voters to change the judicial selection process. Lunch prices at Columbia Public Schools will rise next year. The price of student lunches will go up 10 cents starting in the fall of 2012. A 2010 federal requirement says school districts must generate enough revenue to pay for the cost of lunches themselves. Rockbridge High School Director of Guidance Betsy Jones says she doesn't think the price change will be an issue for most families.
Still, a school lunch at its cost is way less than what it would cost a family to pack a lunch or for a high school student to purchase a lunch outside of the building.
Prices will be $2.50 at secondary schools and $2.25 at elementary schools. Conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh was inducted into the Hall of Famous Missourians today in a ceremony that was kept under wraps until less than an hour before it happened. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin reports.
Word of the ceremony leaked out after various media members spotted Limbaugh inside the Missouri Capitol. The ceremony was by invitation only, and the audience consisted of GOP lawmakers and family and friends. Limbaugh told the audience that other members of his family were more deserving of the honor, but he also thanked House Speaker Stephen Tilley for not rescinding it.
He hung in. He was tough. Laughed at them when they called his office, which is what you have to do, because they're deranged. They literally are deranged. This is where my family now forgets I'm here.
House Democrats criticized Limbaugh's induction. They want Governor Nixon's Office of Administration to forbid Rush's bust from being displayed in the Hall of Famous Missourians. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
More than 10 years after it was created, the Tiger Spot Mosaic in front of MU's Ellis Library was torn apart and hauled away this morning. The mosaic was first unveiled in October 2001, but quickly deteriorated. MU spokesperson Christian Basie says the school decided to remove the mosaic when they determined it had deteriorated beyond repair.
We haven't determined exactly how much it would cost, in part because we didn't know what type of tools would be needed to remove it. We had a range, but we didn't know the exact cost.
Paul Jackson, the artist who created the work, sued MU last year, claiming they ruined the work. The university will pay Jackson $125,000 to relinquish his artist's rights and to drop his litigation. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.